hello. Hello.
Oh, no, I'm on my car.
Hi, Amrit.
And how are you?
Kuda Ravi?
Yes, hello.
Hi, dear. Sadam. And who else?
Omkar.
Omkar and?
Sadanakar.
Sadanakar. Welcome, dear.
Kehar. Kehar?
Kehar?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Sadanam.
Sadanam. Welcome, dear.
Rahmane and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, Rahmane and Tomas. And who else? And who else?
Hari Das Kaur.
Hi, dear. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope it's really wonderful where you are and that you are having great preparations for Thanksgiving. I just ran out and got lots more cranberries. They said, in our ashram email, they said they needed, I was going to bring some cranberries, but then they said they needed cranberries for 80 more people. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I went out and got a few more. Not enough for 80. And right now I'm just putting out an email. I'm sorry it's kind of late, but a last-minute detail email for Amandeep. He's going to be teaching next Tuesday, starting next Tuesday, for two classes on the yogic teachings of Baba Siddhi Chand. And then starting December 1st, I believe, on Saturday, no, sometime soon, Ekon Karkar is going to be teaching about Jakchi Sahib. And let me tell you, I love taking her classes. Love taking both of their classes.
Mm-hmm. Amandeep is wonderful.
I beg your pardon?
He said Amandeep's class was wonderful.
Yeah, get some more. And so, is anybody else here? Okay. Well,
is he going to do another Baba Siddhi Chand class?
Yes, we are. He is actually coming here to Española in February for 3 days. 3 days, and believe me, we've done everything we can to keep the price low. So you might want to check that one out. Okay.
But the one coming up isn't. I think you said Baba Siddhi Chand, but.
Oh no, the one coming up is about the yogic teachings of Guru Gobind Singh. Did you know that Guru Gobind Singh, and before the lifetime before he was Guru Gobind Singh, he was a yogi meditating in the Himalayas, and he said for thousands of years.
Yikes!
That's a yogi. Oh me. Okay, so let's put our palms together, rub them together. That's it, and bring them to your heart center. Long deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. That's it, relaxing into the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Namo Garude. Namo. Namo. Long deep breath. That's it. Relaxing deeply while you do your long deep breath. Again, heart breath. That is long, deep breath. On the exhale, feel as though the air, the exhale is coming out of your heart center. Welcome, James. We're doing heart prep.
Oh, thanks.
And now please send heart prep to everyone who is on this call or who is listening to the recording. And if you're doing the recording, please do it as well. And James, heart prep is long, deep breathing. And on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. This beautiful heart breath to anyone who needs it. That can include you, you know.
Thank goodness.
Could include you. It could include anybody who is giving you trouble. It could include anybody who is sick or confused. Now send it out to this whole earth, being so grateful, so thankful that you have this beautiful gift to offer to the whole world. Inhale and exhale and welcome. So Baba Sirichand is here and he's like rested, you know when you just hang and you're feeling cozy. That's what he's feeling like. He said, didn't we have a good time last week listening to Yogi Bhajan? He says, I hope you're ready for more, because he's going to come back. He says, not so much today, but, oh, he's talking about the Tradakam. Yogi Bhajan told me to set up a Tradakam course, and now it is set up. You can go to soulanswer.com/university, and you can see it's a two-part Tradakam class. He says, don't worry about this girl. He says, she'll just lead you into Yogi Bhajan's presence, and then you can have a conversation with him. He says that will be the important thing. Okay. So now he's just inviting you to relax. He says he understands that the holiday starts tomorrow. He says, but for him it starts today. He says, please join him. He says, you are of his family. Now begin long, deep breath. Or continue, I should say. Continue long, deep breath. He says he wants you to sink into who you are. It's like sinking into a cozy feather bed. He said it is such comfort. It is such ease. He says he wants you to join him in that very beautiful place, that very wonderful place of comfort. He says he knows you have all these plans, you have all these things to do. He says, give yourself a break. He says, relax. Relax into my ease, he says. But he says, I have a little secret to tell you. He says, my ease is actually a code word for relaxing into the depth of who you are. It's just a code word. So relax. Relax. And let all the cares, let them sort of go somewhere, evaporate, whatever. He says, you deserve this ease. He says, after all, this is what the spiritual path is all about. He says, moving into the ease. He says, it's always there for you. It's always there. He says, let's say it's always here for you. It's always here. It's just a matter of, what are you paying attention to? Are you paying attention to the TV? Are you paying attention to your subconscious woes and dramas? Are you paying attention to hurts and pains? Are you paying attention to what other people have to say to you or your conditioning? What are you paying attention to? He says, you want to pay attention to this ease? He says, I'm going to tell you a secret. This is a secret from one yogi to the next. Okay, you ready? He says, this ease is where the miracles live. This ease is where things come together for you. This ease is where the puzzle pieces flow together in a most extraordinary and unique way in order to be connected. In order, he says, yes, connect the dots, but much so that you see the whole picture. But much more than that, he says, this is where the electricity gets on. This is where activation of what you might perceive as perfection occurs. He says, now perfection is a pretty iffy word. He says, we have to tiptoe around it because in your culture you have this idea of perfection, which is a conditioning that means that you must be stiff as a board and do things in a very certain kind of way. He says, no, that's not what I'm talking about. He says, please drop that. That does not belong in this place of ease. He says that will squeeze ease out of you. He said, please do not squeeze ease out of you. He says, relax into the perfection of the moment. He says, realize that the God Source would never give you anything that is not in this perfection of ease. So it's up to you to pay attention. Pay attention and to follow it, to flow with it, to dance with it. He said, and that is how we move through our human life to effect what you call miracles, but in fact is actually the real order, the true order of the universe. He says, you're just not turning it off anymore. So please relax into that ease. He says, no, ease doesn't mean that you go all limp and numb. Oh, no, he says. He says, you know when you're in love. He says, you know when you're dancing with the best partner. And you're flowing all over. You know when things are just coming and going. And you are just remaining present. He says, that is the ease. It does mean that you are very present, very aware, but allowing the flow without squeezing yourself out of the flow. So just keep breathing. Can you feel, he says, can you feel that this ease is actually, it has a feeling of comfort, of coziness, of loving, being loved, of being supported, and allowing support to move through you? Can you feel that? Mm. He says, you come across what you find to be the terrors of life. He said, in fact, when you are in this condition, you know there is no terror in life. If you stay in this condition, the ease will flow through you. He says, whether you lose your house, whether you lose your home, same thing, whether you lose your life or your limb, he says, these are things that you regard as terrors. This sense of loss, sense of lack, sense of love. He says, whatever it is, this flow of ease, he says, is available to you. Welcome it. Welcome that flow of ease. Be it. Be with it. He says, that is the yogi's path. To be united with this flow of ease, this intrinsic kindness that is natural, that is authentic, and that is all-pervading. This is the truth. This is the power of the truth. And he says, you know what, my darlings? He says, when you do this, guess what? He says, the people around you feel this. He says, yes, I know you have tried this before. You have used that precious heart breath, and you have found this before. He says, when your vibration is so strong in this experience of peace, of flow, of purity, of kindness, he says, that comes from, he says, from the place that you might call the unknown, but which in fact is the total known. When you live in this space, that kindness, the actual vibration, the experience of it, then flows to others. And they can do, they may not, they cannot resist it. They may try mighty hard, but they cannot resist it. That is the power of the yogi. He said, all these other silly little things that you hear about that yogis do, you know, play tricks on people. He says, cause fires. He says, yes, I cause fires sometimes. He says, I'm a very tricky fellow. He says, but I do it. I do it on people who are misusing, misguiding their pure essence. People who frankly ask for it. He says, you're not asking for that. He says, you're asking for the pure flow, the pure ease, the pure kindness. And I am so here to support that. Keep up the breath, please. He wants you to identify yourself with the ease. He says, this is not just a little chocolate chip cookie that comes every once in a while as a little treat. He says, recognize this. This is who you really are. You, he says, you must come to that understanding you must change your identity. He's telling us that Yogi Bhajan taught us that the whole spiritual path is about identity. What do you identify with? Do you identify with that prickly pear of emotions and worries and concerns, or do you identify with this ease? He says we don't have to talk about God and God's laws, and it has to be this way or it has to be that way. Mm-mm. He says when you live and flow in this authentic being, this authentic experience, he says this is what it's about. He says it's pure. He says it's important to be humble to move into this, because without humility, you cannot reach it. Doesn't mean bowing and scraping to any other person. It means living, flowing in the humility of being present in your own soul. Easing into it. He says there's no thought of who's greater or who's lesser. When a baby is with its mother and she's totally focused and on the baby and loving the baby. There's just a flow, a contentment. He says, keep feeling it. Keep feeling it. He says, this is the consciousness. You might call it a vibration. You might call it an energy. It is all one. This is the consciousness and the conscious layer that is available to every human, and it flows through every bit of nature. And that's why when you're in nature, you feel yourself sometimes overtaken by this peace, because this peace invites you in such a beautiful way. He says, when you flow consciously with that consciousness, you are taken into that ease, and that's how the power moves through you and has an effect on others. Has an effect on your animals, right? Yeah. Don't you sometimes see that your animals take on your own neuroses?
Mm-hmm.
He says neuroses is a funny word, but it explains the inability to flow. He says, just transfer out of that shell that keeps you stuck, that keeps thorns in your side. He just says, just ease out of it. Ease into the power of it. He said, the harder your troubles are, the more attention you give to ease. He says, you know, that's why you have troubles, so that you can build your power of being in this ease. Think about it. Think about it in your own life. What are things that you experience as troubles? He says, think of something now that you regard as troubles. And now move it into this experience of ease. Move it into this experience of ease. He says, and I assure you, we are not neglecting the trouble. I assure you, we are not being irresponsible. He says, on the contrary, he says, we are being absolutely responsible. Absolutely. By bringing the trouble into the ease, we allow it to be reorganized. We allow each consciousness, each person within that trouble, he calls it, to be pinged by this incredible energy. We allow new hookups, new connections to occur. He says, this is the, he calls it, the very broad explanation of what healing is. We allow all to be rearranged in the most optimum way. This is healing. just by moving into the ease, moving into the power of the ease. He says, now that power of ease is not, oh, got to do this, got to hold on strong, make yourself stiff and sick. He says, no, quite the opposite. He says, taking all and moving it into the ease, no matter what power level we're talking about. And believe me, he says, this ease can handle every power level. So now as you let the trouble move into your ease, breathe with it, flow with it, understand that all is being rearranged for you. And understand that every challenge is your great blessing to face with this ease. Face it with this ease. Bring the thorn, bring the difficulty into the ease, and notice what happens. Good, and feel the ease in every corpuscle of your being. And that's who you are, my darlings, he says. That is who you are. Remember, this is your identity. This is your real identity. He says you all say Sat Nam. He says, but this is your Sat Nam, your identity, your true identity. Now inhale and exhale. And now he would like to hear from you. He would like to hear your comments, your experience, your questions, whatever.
Hargobin.
Hi, Hargobin.
How you doing, Sudhigyan?
Good. Yourself?
Great.
Good.
I missed the last couple of teletalks because I've been too busy, but in this one I was late coming into it too, but you know, I was got here at the call about 12 after, but I tuned in with you and everything in my truck on my way and started doing hard breaths, so I was connecting with everybody. And the thing that I noticed, what you were talking about, you know, whatever problem you're having, and mine is with traffic. I get upset in traffic. I can never get past that, you know. Yeah, I get upset when people pull in front of me and stuff and don't give me my space. And so anyways, I was really, that was not happening to me, even though I was getting cut off and stuff like that. And I was
really
being fine with it, yeah. So now I realized that I was tuning in with this thing, and that's what was happening to me then.
Oh, fabulous.
So that felt really good for me in traffic.
Oh,
man. It was like no problem at all.
Well, now you have a new way to face traffic.
I do.
All righty, then.
Well, I want to tell you, too, real quick. I've been called a lot to play the gong lately.
Oh,
like,
good.
You know, I have my picture of Baba Siddhi Chan over there, and it's funny.
He says,
like,
haven't
okay,
we been
you
having
play
fun?
The gong. It's like I can't resist it. You know, I got to do it. Even if I forget to do it, I got to get back up out of bed and play the gong.
Good
and then
for
I can
you.
Go to sleep.
He says, we love it, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, dear. Now, who else can share?
I can share.
Amrit?
Yes, this is Amrit.
Yes.
It's very funny, the last 2 weeks, last week's class and this week's class, I feel like I'm being talked to directly because they pertain to everything that's happened, well, some of the things that's happening with me immediately.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
This class and this talk in particular refers for my court session yesterday. and what I had to go through, and it, the only way I really could get through what I had to get through was tuning in and really connecting with my ease and feeling Baba Sirichan and Yogi Bhajan and everybody around me and with me and through me to give me the courage to do what I had to do. In
good
this,
for
in
you.
This. Yeah, it because I could feel everybody there, and it gave me, it helped me to connect to a very, very deep sense of my strength.
Wonderful.
So it's true. It really does work, and it really does happen.
Good.
I and live we, it. It's true.
All righty. Testimony. So we are all sending you heart breath in order to join with you in your ease. You know, to allow, again, to allow this situation to ease out.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
Wow.
Bless you.
Again?
Yes.
Hi, it's Omkar.
Yes, dear.
I just wanted to share that being in ease, you know, this is so much of what we do in soul listening, soul mentoring, and, you know, the more and more that I hear the word ease, it takes me straight into soul.
Wonderful.
So I feel like as Baba Sirichan, you know, talks about ease, it's just, you know, our oneness with soul and our wholeness.
He says, you got it, dear. He says, that's a sneaky answer, but that's the true answer.
Yes. And it's almost, too, like in Satnam Rasai and creating that sensitive space, being at ease.
That's right. He says, any teacher who knows what they're teaching is going to teach you ease in their different ways, in their different modalities. He says, and I love teaching it. He says, I love it. He says, because he experiences it. When we move into the ease, he experiences us in that ease in exponentially greater ways. Do you understand? We experience it, we just move over. For him, it's like we move over and kaboom, it's huge. If we move over into that consciousness.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. He likes it. He revels in it. Thank you. And who else would like to share?
Good again. This is Guru Ravi.
Yes, dear.
And we talked a lot in classes this week about, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, people's apprehension about being around family, certain family members.
Mm-hmm.
And talked about trying to practice heart breath.
Oh, good.
In that situation. And on the call just now, I felt that happening. I could see it working in so many families tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
That ease that would just heal any problems, anything that might open into confrontational or unease, being not comfortable in certain family situations. So that really happened very powerfully right now. I experienced that happening in many households tomorrow.
Oh, how delightful. How delightful.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up. So when you do your own heart breath for yourself and with your family, and if you happen to read... what was it? Was it yesterday's newsletter?
Yes, Mother Earth.
Mother Earth? She said love, love, love.
Yeah.
With heart breath in your family. Mm-hmm. And I do want to tell you one more thing. Guru Mayor Singh, on December the 14th, is going to be giving a free class called Holiday Emotions, Happy or Heavy. So you might want to register for that one. Even though it's free, we register. Okay, so I think that's going to be a good one, too. But you got it, dear. That's the essence of it all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Just here again.
Oh, good. Who's here?
Hi.
Satnishan Kaur.
Hi, Satnishan. And
hi,
who is the other person?
Surinder. Hey,
who?
I think there were three of us.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Okay. Okay, so we're going to take Surinishan, right?
Satnishan.
Satnishan. I'm sorry. I get these names mixed up. Okay,
okay.
Satnishan, you're on.
Okay, I'm not usually able to make the live call, so I'm very happy to be with all of you on the phone live, so it's wonderful. I also was in court just last week, and I had a similar experience to Amrit, where I had to completely let go, and I just did heart breath, and I could feel everyone with me, and it was the most amazing experience, and everything that happened, at least I had the perception of everything going very easily as it should throughout the difficulty, and it was really the only place that I could go and not be off my center. So thank you.
Fabulous. Good. Thank you, dear. Now, who are the other two?
Kehar,
and who's the other one?
Surinder Jot.
Surinder Jot. Oh, good. Okay, Kehar.
I just wanted to speak about my experience when we moved our trouble into the ease.
Yes.
And that I realized once we did it that it was a very, you're very vulnerable when you first do it, if you're moving like personal trouble into the ease, and it can feel scary to be in that ease, but then the more you're there, it evens out. And that I think one thing that I'm experiencing is rooting in the ease. And I was reminded of when we did the warrior training, so of how to root down and continually go back to the ease. And I just wanted to share that and throw it out there. If other people are working on rooting in the ease, because it's not always easy.
When it's scary, you just have to trust and let go, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and what I identified was that what Bhava Sadhichan was saying is that you have to switch your identity. Like what he was saying, like I felt the realization of that, where you have to identify with the infinite so you can stay in that ease, because if you go back and you try to identify with the neuroses, then the problems come back. So it's a very definite thing that you can sense when you allow it to fall into that ease. I just wanted to verbalize that so I could consolidate it for myself.
Oh, good. Yes, that's how it works. Isn't that amazing? It's a matter of just switching.
Yeah.
Switching.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God,
and
it's
all
so
these,
easy.
Well, all these wonderful tools help us to switch, though, and ground. That's the thing, you know. It's, you have to switch, and then you have to stay there. So.
Well, instead of saying you have to stay there, let's say... It's much nicer if you stay there.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No pressure.
Yeah. Right. Perfection.
Right. Good. Thank you so much, dear. Surinder Jot.
Hi there. It's good to be
Hi,
here.
Please.
It's the first call I've been able to be on. So I have a question, and it's kind of related to the work we're doing in the emotions class with Guru Mehr.
Yes.
About, and, you know, I came onto the call late, but the thing that jumped out at me was about we have trouble so we can build our strength of ease, something like that. And I was really working with that this morning in my sadhana, like seeing how perfectly my soul has set up lots of trouble for me in my life and around shame and all sorts of painful things that have happened to me. And I found myself, like, feeling... you know, angry, like, why did I have to, like, why are all of these things here? Why did I set this up? And and I guess, you know, that what was said today about we have these troubles so we can get stronger and, you know, be able to, I guess I kind of see it like a bouncy ball. When you throw it hard, it goes all the way down, and then when it hits, it can bounce really high back up.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't know if Sudhi Chand had anything to say about this whole thing of, like, why we, you know, from a soul level, why do we give ourselves so many troubles?
Okay, and you got the answer?
Well, I guess that was the answer about so that we can be stronger, but I guess if
well, no, stronger, let's see. As you go into the ease and as things get straightened out, as you let go of the charges, like shame is a charge. It's an energetic charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
That can come on and play on you like a computer virus. It'll take over.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, sir, he says, yes, he says, you got it, keep going. Okay. So sets all these things up. There is actually an article that was one of our newsletters. It's soulanswer.com/karma.html. Okay?
Okay.
/karma.html. And it seems as though soul, which is really God or the consciousness, the infinite consciousness, sets itself up in finite consciousness, basically everyday self, and to experience itself in the finite. So, but when it does that, it says, okay, I want to experience this, that, and that, and that. And so through the cycles of karmas, we go through being the person who does creepy things, right? And then you get the return of that. The creepy things come back to us, okay? And then we go into the healing aspect. And the healing aspect is what we've just been talking about, going into the ease and allowing those things to rearrange, allowing the charge to come off of them. And when you do that, he says, you come out with the most spectacular person that you could ever imagine. He said, because you gain in truth, you gain in understanding, you gain in awareness, and you gain in all those miracles that you have learned. You have learned all the material of being the perpetrator, of being the victim, and having them ease or heal, so that now you have access to all that without the charge. And you are so much more, he says, you are infinitely more capable, he says, capable as a healer, as a leader, as a teacher. He says that's where the wisdom comes from. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that?
Yeah, thank you.
He says, imagine the wisdom that you're developing, that you have developed already. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound so happy.
I see that now more as just an intellectual exercise, but yes, if I hadn't gone through, you know, X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't be in the space that I'm in today.
That's it. That's it, dear. He says, and you know you're a teacher. You know that profoundly, right?
Right.
And he says, you know you are and you will be healing people who have that same, he says, attached to that same cord, that same emotional and experiential cord. You understand that?
Yeah.
Surrender joke?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. He says, so, we're happy about it. He invites you to be happy about it. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Anybody else?
Gian?
Yes, Rahmane.
I got the word ease, E-A-S-E, can stand for eclectic allness surrounding everyone.
Say it again, I didn't quite get it.
It's the letters that spell the word ease.
Uh-huh.
Ease, eclectic allness surrounding everyone.
It's
my prayer for Thanksgiving, that my prayer is that the greatest feast is when all people have adequate food. And I think that the energetic of ease is what we need for all of us to have the faith to just have what we need, and thus there would be enough for everyone.
Bless you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was sounding right to me, and I'm saying, sir, what do you think? He says, well, she's always got it. She's always right on. Okay, good. Bless you, dear. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I want to speak.
Yes. Sadhakar?
I like when it becomes like when you're riding a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is interesting to me. The once you've learned, then you just enjoy your writing.
Oh, right. You're not falling down anymore, not having trouble staying in it, but
no.
You're not
thinking about it. You're just pedaling, and it's a blast.
Yes.
It was hard for me. It was really wonderfully hard to not even remember any problem during the ease part of Baba Siddhi Chan talking to us about it. It just wasn't even there. It's like, oh, I can't remember. That's great. I like that a lot.
Isn't that fun? And did you feel like you were avoiding the problem?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't exist anymore, or I had to think way back on this, uh-huh. this somebody else's problem bothering me, you know? I mean, the catalog was leaving me that. Oh, no.
Oh, good. So maybe we can just watch and see that. Oh, is this my habitual problem, or shall I just jump into ease and let the problem be taken care of?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
And much more fun in that, and actually the speed, the rapidness of that formula really working fast.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Working fast, but not overwhelming. It's just like...
Oh.
Hmm. The joy of riding a bicycle fast.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Hi, this is James from New Jersey. Satnam, how are you?
Satnam, James, J-A-M-E-S?
Yeah, James from New Jersey. Yeah, I'm new to this conference. I'm just
reflecting. Would you speak up a little louder? It's hard
sure,
to hear you.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm new to this, you know, conference. I'm just curious to know, to achieve my current challenging some problems, or did Baba Sri Charan recognize me, and hearing my request, is there any message you can tell to me, that will be great.
Okay, he says sometimes you have a heavy heart. Is this true?
Yeah.
James?
Yeah. That's true.
He says sometimes you feel really weighted down, you feel hurt, you feel like other people are, how can I say, are not accepting you, maybe blaming you, and so on. Yes?
It's not blaming like that, that's correct, but, hurting, that's correct.
Yes, yes. He says, did you learn heart breath?
No, not clearly.
Oh, okay, yet. So we did that at the beginning. You do long, deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you breathe very slowly,
mm-hmm.
very full, but breathe from your belly, not from your chest. Do it now, please.
Okay.
You're breathing through your nose, and on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart.
Okay.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel that. Yep.
Good. He says he wants you to practice that, please. And he says, please understand that the truth is that there is nobody higher than you. And he says you are not the lowest person, because there's no such thing as high and low. And anybody who pretends that there's high and low is telling an untruth. That's a big fib. Do you understand?
Yes.
So he wants you to move over into this ease. Use heart breath and move into the ease and understand that what makes your heart heavy is a false identity.
Oh.
You understand?
Great.
Your true identity is total expansion and coziness. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You are so welcome. So, I think we have had a wonderful time on the phone today, and I appreciate everybody sharing. This has been really wonderful. And he's giving everybody a huge hug. He says, this is my Thanksgiving, and he is so happy. So he says, God bless you all. Have fun with your families. He says, with your in-laws, with the children who are creating a ruckus. He says, have fun with everybody because you live in the ease. You live in the ease, and there's nothing more important to this feast time but to live in the ease of the coziness, which is the love. He says it's not kitsy love, it is ease of love. Okay. So, he says spread it around, that's what it's about. Okay, now we will bring our palms together at the center of the chest. And Kehar will lead us in the closing song.
All right, everybody inhale.
May the Lord shine upon you, all the world around you, and love you lie within you, guide your way on, guide your way on.
And inhale. And bow to that eternal and infinite coziness that is your own birthright. It is your own truth. It is our group truth. God bless you all, and talk to you next week. Sat Nam.
Thank you.